Blog Talk Radio.
The Atha Ewakan, sacred wind, you are like the great mystery, moving in all places, in all people, in all things. You cannot be seen, yet we feel your presence and see your power in the dancing prairie grass and the flight of the eagle. Whisper to our spirits. Help us to find wisdom once again. We are made of earth, fire, water, wind. We share one earth, one sun, and one moon. Let us live together as one people. Help us, great mystery, to mend the sacred hoop, to heal our brokenness, and to find once more our place in the web of life.
Are you there, Amanda? Amanda, are you there? I heard a voice say, unmute. I am not muted. Hello? I will try.
All right, we're going to try again. Oh, no, she's probably going to reboot. Okay, well, I'm live now. Let's see if Julia can get through. Ruth, can you hear me?
Yes. Marcia was on.
Okay, you can hear me then. Okay, good.
I can hear you. I thought Marcia McMahon was going to be on today.
She's coming on the second half of the show. I'm trying to get Julia through. She's my first guest.
Oh, okay.
So
I
I'm trying to.
Great. I can
I'm
hear
trying
you.
To see
so hopefully.
If, okay, good.
Yes,
good. So
I can
I'm hoping
hear you. Hopefully
Julia
she'll
can.
Call in soon. You can mute me again, sweetie.
All right. Thank you. Okay, Julia, can you hear me, dear?
Now I can. Yes, I called back.
Okay, I don't know what happened there. Thank goodness. Okay. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing great. Yeah. Sorry, it was a little crazy in the beginning there.
Sure. Well, I'm happy to have you on. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
So what do you want to talk about today so we can get started on your hour here of the show?
Okay. Well, let's see. I mean, there are a number of ways I could go. I'm an author. I'm a professional tarot card reader. I'm a poet. I'm a scholar of mysticism. I have my own show called Mystic Fix on News Talk STL.
Yes, you do. That's a very good show.
Thank you. You've been a guest on. Yeah, thank you. And or a tarot guest in any case. And
I haven't yet,
so,
but you've read me. I have not been on your show yet for an interview, but I have been read.
yeah. And so I have been reading cards for coming up on 45 years now, which I can't quite believe. I started when I was 16, and I'm almost 60. So it's been a journey and a lot of studies. I'm a student of Kabbalah. I'm a student of Buddhism. I'm a student of Taoism, and I practice and teach a workshop in A Course in Miracles. So I have a lot of different directions. I'm most excited, I think, about my upcoming books. This November 7th, through Destiny Books, which is an imprint of Inner Traditions, I will be releasing Tarot Life Lessons, Living Wisdom from the Major Arcana.
Oh, wow.
And that is real life stories lifted from the journals that I've kept over the years as a professional tarot card reader. I explore, you know, kind of the people and the situations behind the cards. You get a lot of tarot books that talk about what cards mean, but I had yet to see some that really applied them to actual modern day situations in detail, you know. So the book is a little bit a teaching book as far as anyone who's interested in learning tarot. It helps them to understand how I read the cards. But I've had a lot of people, including my own husband, say that it's thoroughly entertaining just for the stories, and you don't have to care about tarot at all to, you know, just be affected by these people and sometimes their pain and sometimes their humor. There's learning in everything that we do, of course. And so that was my goal. And I align each story with one of the major arcana tarot cards, one of the 22 cards. I start with my own story, which begins with the Fool card. And, had some fun. I wrote it during COVID, and I really just wrote it kind of for fun for myself and not really having a serious intention about it. And it got snatched right up. So that was a real blessing to me.
That is wonderful. So I'm going to have to get a hold of some of your books now, too, because I'm excited in hearing, like, your story and, you know, what your experiences are, because I find your shows to be really educational and fascinating. I mean, just you as a person. So I'm excited to see your book.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I'm, you know, as far as my show Mystic Fix, I'm trying to demystify mysticism, if that's not a contradiction in itself. So I would like people to understand that we all have certain abilities. We all have a spiritual life, even if we don't acknowledge it as such. Everybody has had those weird coincidences and those inexplicable connections and just a deeper emotional movement, you know, those epiphanies, those things that, you know, maybe even sometimes just a song can touch something that is not quite tangible, you know. I do believe everyone's got a spiritual life, and they might not call it that, and they might say they're atheist or agnostic or whatever, but it's part of being alive. It's the human experience. And,
right.
And we're all grown. thing. And so, yeah, so that's, you know, my show is approaching different things like that. I have fun working with a lot of other authors. I always wanted to be, since I'm a writer, I wanted to be a vehicle for other authors so that that they had an opportunity to promote their work and, you know, and express some of their ideas that maybe I'm not so clear on. I just put a show together on Kabbalah and writing, and Kabbalah is something I've been studying for over a decade, and it's still so hard to explain to anybody. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no for Kabbalah. It's just, it's intense and it's deep and it's kind of all encompassing. And so I had a wonderful woman, Sherry Mandel, talk about that and applying it to the writing practice. And then I had a fun guy, Frater Tenebris, talking about dark paganism, which was, you
wow.
know, a little, maybe a little out of my comfort zone sometimes, because you think dark and darkness and light, you know, but it's not necessarily evil. He's more about like the shadow self. And so, yeah, there's just,
oh my goodness. So how exciting.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. And then, next, May, I have my second book with this, publisher coming out. I have three books already. One is through a university press, and two were self-published around my Sylvia Plath scholarship. And Inner Traditions got real interested in that as well. And so we have put together, well, I say we have put together, over the last 15 years, I've been working on a book that I was calling The Magician's Girl as a working title, which is a line from a Sylvia Plath poem.
Mm-hmm.
But publisher renamed it, I think they gave it a much better name, The Occult Sylvia Plath, The Hidden Spiritual Life of the Visionary Poet, and which is exactly right. And it's more descriptive than my original title was. So I thank them for that, and we are kind of putting the finishing touches on that manuscript, and that book will be out in May of next year, and super excited about that too. I cannot believe the interest I've already gotten. I put one mention of it on Twitter, and I got like 26,000 hits virtually overnight.
Wow! Congratulations.
Yeah, like, you know, Plath is someone who people care about, and it doesn't matter that over 50 years have gone by since her death. She is as timely as ever. And she is just someone that I think everyone who has read anything about her has known that she has had this mystic side, but no one's really pursued it. And I guess it took both me being a tarot card reader and a Plath scholar to kind of really put it together and parse it out and explain what she was doing and explain how, you know, originally my work for my first book, Six Stars Govern a Life, Decoding Sylvia Plath, I showed that Plath had her masterpiece work, Ariel, that she had aligned it with the tarot. And I break it down and, you know, essentially decode it. And started as a school project for my graduate school.
Wow, that's fascinating.
It became my life's work, though. Yeah, the Plath stuff, that's where my heart is. The tarot stuff is fun.
That is,
so,
yeah, that is amazing.
Thank you.
What I love about you is that I also went to college with an idea that I might be an elementary school teacher. And you're mm-hmm. talking to me about how you studied so much into the spirituality and, you know, this path, this walk that we have. So I love that because I'm into education, I'm into learning, and the way you describe, you know, your books is you explain everything so thoroughly. That's really exciting.
Awesome. So yeah, I'm very busy. I may be the only full-time tarot card reader in the St. Louis area. I don't know of anybody else who does tarot reading as their full-time job with, you know, 9-to-5 kind of thing. I mean, whose hours are 9-to-5, right?
I'm going to be honest with you. I've done it for not as long as you have, but I also, you know, come to the St. Louis area often. I tend to travel a whole lot, so I'm a little gypsy. But I've been doing readings 9-to-5 a lot like you, so how exciting to meet someone else who does that too.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it was something I never set out to do professionally. For so many decades, it was just a hobby. It was just the fun thing that I, you know, I thought that it was just a party thing, you know, to take, bring a deck in my purse, and it was an icebreaker.
Mm-hmm.
And occasionally my friends would say, oh, will you read my cards? I got something going on. And I'd do that, of course.
Interesting.
But, yeah, it started to snowball, and people would say, will you come to my party? Will you do this at my reception?
Wow.
Will you?
Mm-hmm.
And I had to start charging for it, of course. And eventually...
Same here.
Yeah, and eventually it just became something that I was not able to, you know, I couldn't sustain working a full-time job and doing all that tarot. And I was happier and more profitable doing the tarot card readings. I was teaching at a university at that time, and I had to let that go because, unfortunately, the occupation of teaching today is not very lucrative, and a lot
sure.
of work, and so tarot's been the blessing that gave me the free time to do my creative writing and my Platt scholarship. And, so it's been great. A good life.
Yeah, you know, when I started out, I really didn't think about, you know, doing it full time. I just thought, oh, I'll be some teacher, you know, probably. I mean, when I hit Missouri, I actually really got into it full time in St. Louis. That's where
mm-hmm.
I felt like I was home, so. But being in Tennessee and being a college student, you know, I was doing it from the dorm room thinking, okay, I'll make a side income at that, and then I'll pay my rent that way. So I had the job that you get, like, to earn a little bit of income, and then I had, you know, the readings on the side, and I found the readings to be very good, and it felt like, I don't know, just something I loved doing, kind of like you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting that you decided to take that path. That's really cool.
Yeah, great. Yeah, you know, I've always been kind of a mystic ever since I was a little kid, I think. Always been into.
Yeah, me too.
And making my own little magic spells and, you know, finding talismans and that sort of thing. But, I think we're wired a certain way, this type of person.
Absolutely.
What is it you're most in talking about? Is there something you'd like to focus on or ask me specific questions on?
Well, I'm interested in whatever you'd like to talk about. And then we can dive into see who calls in. We just have some listeners listening. But so that's really cool how you got started. I mean, and we can advertise, you know, what you do and get you some advertisement going too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have been very busy. I've had a lot of wonderful opportunities as a professional tarot card reader. Most recently, my sponsor of my show, Mystic Fix, is a wonderful, just beautiful soul who lives in Miami. And he brought me down for his 60th birthday party, which was the party of the century. And I got to meet some of the most amazing people and work a job like no other, like I've never done. I mean, they did my clothes, they did my hair, they did my makeup. You know, they flew me.
How
in
exciting!
Class, put me up in this hotel on Miami Beach. Yeah, it was really, really just such a joy. And I just feel like the blessings have just opened up exponentially since I really, you know, decided that I'm going to live from a place of love and light. I'm going I'm going to be here for a reason. I'm going to be at service for my clients. And every day I before I even put my feet on the floor, I ask to be a gift to everyone I speak to. And
that's beautiful.
Yeah, so it's really been a nice life so
Thank
far.
You for and your excited. Service. I mean, that's really big. You know, you're doing things like I always came from that. I want to be a vessel of love and light, you know, and I love how you represent that, you know, and you can travel and meet all these really neat people. See, that's something I love to do. I'm a traveler, so I guess I'm a little gypsy at heart. I like to go everywhere. Like you went to Miami and met all these really cool people.
Yeah.
That's so exciting.
Travel is something I love as well. I love getting to know cultures and regions and history. And
sisters or something.
Yeah, well, you know, who knows? We're all sisters and brothers, right? You know, we're all one.
Right.
So, yeah, that's been a focus as well, just oneness, you know, in these really divided times. I put a question up on my Twitter recently about asking light workers why they thought they were here and what they thought they were doing, you know, and
oh, wow.
I think we all know our individual roles. And so some people, I remember one said she was here to work with women, and another believes he's there to move the dead to the other side when they're kind of stuck. And, you know, we all have our different ways of it. And I know I'm about unity and connection and oneness, especially in this divisive time. I don't think it was an accident that I'm here now and that I've really kind of peaked in my power at this time. And I am not going to be caught up in the games of division. I am refusing to hate. I am refusing to let anger guide my decision-making in any way. And I am only focusing on the oneness because it's something that I believe to my core. I have had deep mystical experiences where I have seen it. I have known it. I have no fear of the afterlife because of this. And I just know that that's my reason. We all do it differently. So somebody else might be about, you know, physical healing, and somebody mm-hmm. else might be, you know, lifting depression, say, or fighting addiction. And all of that is important. And we all have our very, very separate roles. But for me, I think it's unity. And I think that my Plath work indirectly contributes to that because, you know, Sylvia Plath has a history, I should say a reputation, based on her suicide. She died by suicide, and people kind of see her as this great tragedy, and they miss all her brilliance, and she was a genius's genius. But beyond that, you know, yeah, she was probably bipolar by today's definition, and that mm-hmm. was not in her, you know, not something she could handle before the right medications were around, et cetera. But she had higher goals as well, and she had understandings of Kabbalah, of astrology, of all forms of mysticism. And so this upcoming book that I've got, The Occult Sylvia Plath, explains all of that, explains her history, explains her husband's history and how he trained her and shaped her. And her goal of writing something that does higher work, that is actually a spell. You know, they say poetry is one of the first spells, and people can't always explain why it affects them so deeply. And mm-hmm. and so I kind of pull that apart regarding Plath. But I think that for even the non-believers. And you know, Plath considered herself an atheist, interestingly, but she was the most intensely spiritual atheist ever. And even that I find beautiful, because you do not have to believe in a male god sitting on a throne in the clouds, you know, like it doesn't
absolutely
have to be that.
Yeah.
You know, I like to call God the life force, that oneness. And we
know. Yeah, the oneness, that makes sense.
Yeah, and we know that energy doesn't die. Science has proven that. The body, you know, is just physical matter, and that decays and craps out, but the energy goes somewhere else. And I believe it returns to the source. I believe it probably comes back again and again. I think there's really good evidence for that, at least on the spiritual end of things, you know, in some of the religions and things that I've studied. But, so I think that through my Plath work, I'm doing work as well. This is not a selfish pursuit on my end. I'm not writing to get famous. I'm writing to wake the world up. And I find it really exciting that it seems to be happening. And it didn't happen on my timeline. I had wanted all of this to come out over 10 years ago. And I'd had a number of obstacles, and I had, even some adversaries who did not believe at all in what I was doing. And academia has been real tough on me because I'm, you know, I have an MFA, but I don't have a PhD, and I'm not in the right crowd, and I'm, of course, a professional tarot card reader, which they don't take very seriously, but the more open-minded...
You are very professional, I'm concerned.
Thank you. The more open-minded are seeing me and my work, and realizing, as I said, you know, that they've seen, oh, yeah, Sylvia Plath was photographed with a crystal ball. Sylvia Plath did automatic writing with her husband. They played with the Ouija board. He was an astrologer, and she wanted to learn, you know, like there's all of this stuff. And she had her own deck of tarot cards, which she kept on her desk. And so, you know, it's all there. And anybody who likes Plath, we'll see it, and I think they'll love the story, and it might just get them to think a little beyond the limits of this physical world.
Yeah. See, I like the cards, and that, you know, we don't have to use them, but they prove a point to people that we're showing them evidence, I think. So the neat part is, you know, the cards tell a story, but you don't need the cards to, you know, give your beautiful messages either. But the fact that you can combine the two and bring up certain things to people that are need, that they need to know, that's important.
Yeah. For me, the cards, I mean, maybe they're a little bit of a crutch, but I do like, they're pictures that my clients can see. And
thank you. See, you just said the magic word right there. You just, that is me, because, you know, I can sit there and give messages, but the fact that the pictures show the person, you know, what we want to tell them or what we're giving to them,
right.
It's really, that's me too. So
right.
100% right on.
Yeah. So it's just a validation. You know, my husband has eavesdropped on some of my readings, especially back when I was the tarot card reader at the St. Louis Renaissance Fair. I did that for about 6 years.
Oh, how fun.
No, not really. But
I've seen costumes and fun stuff, but, you know, maybe your position wasn't that fun, you know. But I understand.
I was costumed, but I'll tell you, it was some of the hardest work I ever did, because you're out in the elements, you know, and so it was in spring and fall, and so we would get everything. We would get cold. We would get unbearable heat. I was constantly having asthma attacks. We're out in the woods. rainstorms caving in my tent, you know, like it was not fun, but I had some meaningful readings there, and I made a lot of wonderful clients that became, you know, lifelong clients, kind of permanent, and it's a good way for exposure, especially for a newer tarot card reader, the Renaissance Fair almost killed me. But,
well, I know what you're talking about, because I went to one that was outdoors and I had a tent up and I had my cards and it rained, you know, and some of my cards blew away. The tent totally blew away and it wasn't exactly fun. So we're talking about the outdoor events that you do. I love outside. It's just, you know, please don't storm on me and blow down my tent and all that fun stuff like that. I was going, you know, and I was in St. Louis. And I thought, oh, no, not this. So I can kind of understand what you went through at the Renaissance Fair.
Yeah, I mean, we get some weather here in St. Louis. That's for sure.
Nice weather in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. Yeah, be nice to us.
Yeah. Where I was going with this is my husband used to sit behind the tent walls because he would come and help me set up and take down sometimes. And he would listen to some of the readings, and he would say, you know, you're not telling them anything they don't already know. And now that's kind of a station, but I think there is some truth to that, because I'm showing them what they know on a higher subconscious level, and I'm bringing it to their consciousness. And so when I would say words, they would go, oh, right. Yeah, that happened, or that's exactly how I'm feeling, or, you know, and so it just sort of illuminated and validated what they were already feeling and perceiving. And that's kind of what a tarot reading is supposed to do. It's clarification. It's showing you the path you're on. If we see something coming up that they don't like, it's an opportunity to do it differently. So I always tell my clients, I never tell them they're doomed, you know, that we all have power in our lives to change things. So, you know, so it's a heads up, and it's saying, you could do this differently. Here are some options, you know, that the cards will help with that. Of course, change the past, but we can learn from the past, and the cards can show us what we might learn there as well. So
I agree.
It's a gift. It didn't come overnight. I spent many, many years learning, and I think what makes me different from a lot of tarot card readers is my immersion in so many different religious studies and so much psychology and even things like alchemy and mythology. It all feeds in. Tarot encompasses all of that. Every card, a mythological correlation, an astrological correlation, numerological correlation, and this is why the platforms opened up to me so well, because she had done that in alignment with Kabbalah. She had given each poem six different meanings along the lines of history and alchemy, numerology, and tarot and all of that. So yeah. A lot of depth.
Yeah, what I like about that is you're saying that the more psychology, which I studied psychology too, and the more religious studies you do and you combine that, it really ties together, and I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there is healing. And, of course, the psychologist Carl Jung used tarot with his clients. So, you know, it is not strange, you know, it's been done for 100 years at least of kind of, you know, as a tool for personal development and growth. There's a group out there very angry at tarot, and I've been attacked on YouTube because they're trying to make tarot just a game, and it's because of course it used to be a card called Tarot. Sometimes pronounced, and it evolved over time. But they say, you know, the lore is that this card game actually was designed to hold mystical secrets because the tarot, of course, was developed during the 1400s, which were the Crusades. And so if you weren't strictly following the rules of the Catholic Church, you could be killed. So we had this sort of like subversive mysticism that was hidden in the tarot cards. And so that's where the alchemy and, you know, the Romanis carried it across Europe and in their gypsy caravans and they're doing their tricks and their fortune telling and that sort of thing. It's got a lot of lore, and some of it is true and some of it is garbage. You know, some people say that it's ancient Egyptian secrets, and I'd say, maybe not so much. Some decks have been developed to model the Egyptian teachings, but it's more Western, and it is got a lot of Greek mythology built into it because, of course, we
Isn't
still
that interesting? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Every character in the tarot is a character in mythology, which I love.
I do too.
We have our wild fool card, you know, who is Bacchus, and or some might call him Pan, you know, depending on whether you're going Roman or Greek, or you know, our unruly god, and we have our magician Hermes, and we have our empress Demeter, and we have our high priestess, who is Isis, and I'm getting out of order there, but yeah, the
That's
emperor.
That's all right. We're going to have you on again when you have more time, because you're so interesting and so educated. I'm loving it. You know, like I was sitting there going, darn it, you know, we could take callers, which we can here in just a minute, because I know we're running out of time for you to be on. But I mean, I'm going to have to like have you on when we can have a longer show, because your topics are so interesting to me and so fun. You know, it's exciting. So
yeah. Thank you.
Do you want to take some callers really quickly, or what would you like to do?
Let's take a caller.
All right. So 415 caller, you're on the line with Amanda and Julia. How are you today?
Hi, great. This is Anne.
Hi, Anne. What can I look at for you today?
It would be great if you could look at the career area and a living situation. I have been doing kind of contract work, and it's ending around the 1st of September. So I'm kind of open to do other things. I'd like to do other things, and kind of I don't have one specific job to look at it.
Anything
that you see around September.
Why don't I just look at kind of where I see you going, and we'll see how that unfolds. Does that sound like a good plan?
Perfect.
All right, let's see. Get a picture for Anne of your direction ahead. I'm going to put the parameter of the year ahead.
Perfect.
Okay. So, you know, all of your uncertainty in the present is definitely showing up. We start with the Four of Pentacles in reverse, which tends to be a fear of future finances. Now, this is a scary time financially for everybody. I mean, we're all watching our 401ks dissolving and inflation and all of that. And then if you've got, you know, a contract ending at the same time, and you're, of course, you have some nervousness or fear. But what I want to tell you, Anne, is that I'm not seeing any suffering. I'm not seeing any poverty. I'm seeing the fear being in your head. So it's inside you. It's not manifesting as reality. So let's not put energy toward that, because what we put on grows. You want to grow the
growth. Right.
So you've got the Page of Cups in reverse. which is interesting because regarding your job hunt, your showing is having quite a bit of shyness around it. So the cards are saying you do really need to, you know, stand in your authority as a full grown up and probably an expert at something. We all are at something. And position yourself and speak and, you know, speak out, introduce yourself, shake hands. Really, I like to tell my clients, like, get excited. You know, most people, mm-hmm. when they're looking for a job, they're looking from a negative seed. And what that means is, you know, it's essentially karma. It's as you sow, so you shall reap. And what we sow are seeds. So the seed of something is the reason that we do something from. It's the momentum behind our actions. And so a positive seed blossoms. A negative seed either doesn't grow or it gives us weeds. So if you are looking for a job from fear, look, you know, oh, my God, if I don't get something soon, my car's going to be repossessed. Or if you're looking for a job from a place of you know, frustration, you know, I'm going crazy here, I can't stand it, that's negative and it's probably not going to pay for you. So what I'd like you to do instead is say, how can I be a gift? What can I bring to the table that makes me special, that, you know, my experiences I have, you know, grown and learned and I am exactly right for this company and together we are going to be a gift to this community or to the state or to the country or to the world. Like, get a vision, excited about that. You will not fit that perfect job for everyone you apply for. You'll have to do your research and see which ones are in fact that good fit for you. But if you're open to it and if you kind of call on your God energy and say, I'm excited, this is my opportunity, everything's open right now, it's all a big adventure, then move into that space with that kind of energy that's going to help you a lot, and don't be shy, okay? Now, interestingly, you have the Six of Swords, which tells me you might be moving. I am seeing, certainly it's a big transition, but it's actually, it's pictured as like a family in a boat going somewhere. So I do feel like things are being uprooted and you're going forward. Your top card is a great card, and it is the Seven of Swords. It is saying, I'm in the right place at the right time. I'm seizing the day. So something here is coming up for you. And this is if you don't change your energy. So, like, I want you to get out of that shyness and speak up for yourself. And if you do that, you're totally solid, you know. But I see it happening anyway. So as we get into the next month, you've got
I just have to say, that's what worrying does, is like it, something turns out great, and you're like, oh, for the last month, I've worried, but I didn't have to. You know, that kind of clouds your whole every day, like, oh, I didn't even have to go through that.
Right. It's totally worthless. Yeah. And we do. Well, and people fight to worry. They justify it. They say, well, look at my life. Look at the situation. Of course I have to worry. And I say, no, let that go. So it's interesting because you do show in the next 6 months, I'm seeing you, it looks like you're starting something within the next 6 months or at least still in that looking phase, but there is the confusion. So it doesn't look locked in until right after 6 months, which is the Three of Pentacles. So I'd say right after 6 months, you're signing a contract of some kind and you're saying, I'm in it. My concern for you, and the last card, the Fool in reverse, you're still carrying the worry. This time, you've got this good new job, and I see you like, what if I'm doing it wrong? What if I screw up? What if I make a mistake? And everybody makes some mistakes, especially in new jobs. So you just got to give yourself a break. I feel like you maybe hold yourself to kind of superhero standards that you wouldn't put on anybody else, you know, but there is a self-attack showing here. So your big takeaways from me should be a little more bold and speak up for yourself, get excited about this next opportunity, and don't be so hard on yourself. Like, we all screw up sometimes. That's how we learn. I believe that everything happens for a reason, truly. So there are no mistakes, not really. You know, we're all just doing what we need to have the experiences we need. So if you can just kind of walk into this like, I'm a child of God, I'm here for a reason, you know, that top card you have, I'm seizing the day, I'm in the right place at the right time, I'm making this happen. You don't know what this is yet, but you are stepping into a new life here, which is that Six of Swords, that transition card, and I'm excited for you. It's going to be great, but you just got to give yourself a break, okay?
All right.
Okay, thank
Wonderful. All right, thank you. I agree with the not focusing on the negative. That was a really, really good point. You know, I love that because I've told many people that in energy healing and stuff like that, which is something else I do, and you do in your readings too, I've noticed. So that was really good.
Thank you.
Do you want to take one more caller? It's I'm watching the time here. It's not exactly noon yet, but we can take another caller, I guess, and go from there.
Sure, let's do it.
Area code 860, you're on the line with Amanda and Julia. How are you today? Hello, 860, you're on the line with Amanda and Julia. Are you there? All right, we'll put that one on hold, and we'll try 740. You're on the line with Amanda and Julia. How are you today?
Hello, ladies. Lovely to hear your conversations today, Julia and Amanda. It's very enlightening and
Thank you. Very enjoyable.
I enjoy tarot myself, but every once in a blue moon I pull out the deck to help.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, just a very enjoyable and enlightening tool to utilize for helping others.
Yeah. Do you have a question?
I guess probably the unfolding of the next few months.
Okay. Can I get your first name just to kind of tune into you?
My name is William. I'm sorry.
William. Okay.
William.
Okay.
Last name. I'm an artist, and last name Obinar.
Okay. So I'm just kind of tuning into you here for a second, and we'll look at the next month. All right. You've got some powerful cards, William. I put down seven cards, and three of them are major arcana cards. That just means that the major arcana cards have a little more strength than the rest, and it means this is a very significant year for you. So we start with the Page of Wands in reverse, which is interesting because I do see you either labeling yourself as kind of a wild child, Or maybe others acknowledge it this way, but it's interesting. Pages tend to be our kids. And now I have seen pages that are 30 and 40 years old. You know, it doesn't have to be a chronological age, but you do have kind of this wild, untamed youth about you. And maybe that goes with being an artist. I don't know. But
I'm going to say it's just more of a have found the child in my within and working with that energy state of being more of a kid and with that wild-eyed view of the world and everything and anything is possible.
Yeah. Now, and I love that. I will say that because your page is in reverse, which is upside down as it faces me, there might be a little pain associated with your own youth. You know, some of us had not so great, childhood, and so we kind of are improving upon it as adults. I mean, I'm with you there. So your next card is the Chariot. It's a great card. It's someone who's ambitious and driven and successful. I'm definitely seeing good things happening for you in these next few months. At the same time, you have the Devil in reverse, which is one of the harder cards in the tarot. It's a card of depression, addiction, panic, and anxiety. So I would say you're wrestling with either some or all of these. It is what Paula teaches is that all of these problems stem from one thing, and it is pain, and it's pain we don't want to feel. And so we stuff it down, and we stuff it down, and it takes us over in one of these other ways, like depression, addiction, anxiety. I always say depression does not mean you're crying all the time. The word is a flattening. It's to press down. Addiction, as Kabbalah teaches, is our favorite way to go numb, so we don't have to feel our pain. So however you're doing this, whatever you're doing, I am seeing that this is something coming up for you in these next few months to face. And the best news that I've got for you is that your top card here is the Strength card. The Strength card, I think, is one of the most beautiful cards in the tarot. It's this beautiful woman taming the lion. And she's taming the lion not with brutality, but with gentleness and love. She's stroking it into submission. And it's taming the beast. And so I'm just seeing whatever your devil is that I saw, you're taming it. You're handling it. Mm-hmm. You're overpowering it. You're strong enough to deal with this. So as we go forward in this next few months, now you've got a Page of Pentacles right side up. So whether this is you just sort of realigning that child energy after you've faced your hard stuff, you know, you may be just processing a lot in this next few months. Or it can also be, if you're a parent of children, it can be just positive energy around a child or children. I do have, as your next card, the Ten of Cups, which is a happy family. So I do see you supported by people who love you, and at least going forward, it looks very, very positive and beautiful. Now, your last card, William, is the Eight of Swords reverse. I believe that you are meant to be an entrepreneur. Because it's in reverse, it's saying not this year, but it does look like it's happening. It's on your radar. So certainly an artist, you know, can be a solo worker, but it may be that right now you're still needing the day job or something like that. But I do see that happening for you later. Okay?
Can you repeat that aspect one more, a little bit more? I'm sorry. I didn't quite catch it.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess perhaps.
I see you being, I see you working for yourself later on in life as an entrepreneur.
Okay.
So it looks
pretty much what
I
have
like,
been doing for the past 2 years, really.
Oh, interesting.
In my own
way. The way it's showing right now, it's showing like it hasn't really come to fruition yet. So, so maybe you just have, you know, quite a bit more growth or success before you really feel you've made it. That might be another way to look at it. But you're definitely born to be an entrepreneur, no doubt about it. As am I. I mean, I said I've worked in corporations. I can sit in the corporate cube. It's not the truth of me. It's not a good use of my talents and ability. And frankly, I was withering and dying doing it, and I had to get out. So I think we're similar in our personalities that way. Anything you need a little more clarification on that we didn't touch?
I don't believe so. I think I've been really blessed, and thank you for your help and time and insights. And I trust and count in on my angelic upper level management and creator constantly to guide me as well, and grateful for your help and insights today. It's been a wonderful and grateful show to listen in and
thank
take part
you.
In.
Awesome, William.
Thank you.
Blessings,
awesome.
Ladies.
Blessing. Well, I really appreciate you coming on. Do you have time for any other callers, or do you just want to stop right here?
Well, I got 4 minutes. I mean, I could do something very quick if you like,
I'll see if the next caller, 304, you're online with Amanda and Julia. How are you?
Hey, it's Ruth, and I'm enjoying the show. And can you just tap into my career real quick if there's a change or, more added in? I appreciate that.
Always enjoy Amanda's show.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Ruth. Oh. I appreciate you.
I had
okay,
COVID
Ruth.
Last
oh. oh, no. Oh, that's
oh,
interesting that you say that, actually, Ruth, because your first card is the Sun in reverse. And I'll tell you that that is my COVID card. And
yeah,
and
I was very sick all last week.
Yeah. Well, let me explain because it's just a fun little story. So round about February of 2020, everybody started getting the Sun in reverse as their problem. And I was like, well, what's that about? And because it didn't make sense, really, because, you know, the Sun tends to be a happy, joyful card. In reverse, it can be burnout or it can be sometimes lies, you know, I think of the Sun behind the clouds hiding by a mission,
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing. But then I realized, oh, wait a minute, we get the word corona and coronavirus from the Sun. And if you were to look at the number on the Sun card, it's number 19, like COVID-19.
Wow.
So God gave me a COVID-19. So that's your first card here, which is
yeah.
pretty interesting to me, because it does seem like this COVID, you know, maybe it has affected your career path in a way. Maybe it's just made you stay home and think, I don't know if I want to do this forever. there is something, there's definitely a connection showing here. Now, what was that?
I didn't see
that. Oh, okay. So your next card is the Queen of Wands in reverse, which just tells me you're in a place of confusion. Your central card around career is the Empress in reverse. Ruth, you are a creative person who is not creating. The Empress is all about creation. She's our great mother, and, of course, mothers create. She is a card of abundance and blessings and love. And because yours is in reverse, I feel that those energies in you are being smothered. So I really would love to see you do something more creative that feeds that side of you. Understand it might take some looking. You know, these jobs aren't a dime a dozen. But if you approach it as, you know, I'm a child of God, I want to be at service and you know, reach my highest potential to be a gift to the world, and you look from a job from that energy, you can find it. You've also got the Page of Cups here, which tends to be child energy. So sometimes this is someone who works with children. Sometimes this is someone who should work with children or young people. I seem to see some sort of opportunity for you around kids or young people where there would be mutual blessings both ways. Your last card is the Nine of Wands in reverse. You have a situation where I see you look like you're getting in your own way a bit with credentials. You seem to think that you're not credentialed right, that you don't have what they'll be looking for. And I want to tell you there's another way to do it. So it might be, you know, that you get a certification and not a degree. It might be that something will just overlook it entirely. But don't hold yourself to that there's just one path, because you're wrong about that. I see the Star card in reverse, and the Star is a good card, whether it's right side up or upside down, but it's about making your dreams come true, and you are on path, but the way you're doing it right now, you're a little bit in your own way with, honestly, just staying, you know, like staying where you are feels to me sort of suffocating, sort of exhausting. It's keeping you stuck in that place of confusion. The way it looks to me like you're doing it is you may get a sideline. I've got a Two of Pentacles in reverse. So you may start moonlighting and doing, you know, something on the side to grow and become more later. That's one way to get out of this job, but I think you can do it faster. And I just want you to throw yourself into making my dream come true. I'm going to be more creative. I'm going to be more loving and giving. And I think working with either children or young people seems to be an avenue for you to really explore.
Yeah,
that.
She's
now,
good
I'll,
at that.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
All right.
I'll say one thing else. the Page of Cups, the children or young people, occasionally it also represents animals. Okay?
Uh-huh.
All right. I can see that.
I'm surrounded by animals.
Yes,
all right,
she's surrounded by animals. Thank you. Blessings.
Yeah, thank
Julia,
you.
I
want
to thank you for coming on to my show, and we'll do it again really, really soon.
Awesome. Have a great day. Thanks for having me.
Okay, thank you. Blessings. Okay, our next show for today is a wonderful author, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene Channel, Princess Diana, and she's going to talk a little bit about John Lennon. So I want to welcome to the show Marcia McMahon. She is a channeler, a wonderful author, and she tours around doing retreats. She does wonderful Zoom sessions, a wonderful angel class about Reiki. So I'm happy to have Marcia McMahon. Welcome to the show, Marcia. How are you?
Hi, thank you, Amanda. It's great to be back on your show. And I do have a book from John Lennon. I haven't talked about it that much on air, so thanks from John as well as me. He's a big ham and he wants to talk. But before we get together on that, it's called Notes from John, Messages from Across the Universe by Marcia McMahon. And you can pick it up from me personally autographed, and it's just $14 plus shipping, or you can get it on Amazon. And I'm really proud of my work. I co-authored this. It is not really co-authored. Let me rephrase that. I worked with another famous medium from Canada named Bob Murray and James Murray. And they were in contact with John in 2004. I first came across John through my channeling with Princess Diana when I was framing a painting of Diana. And he came in and introduced himself in spirit while I was framing a painting and hoping that I would find a publisher for my first book titled Princess Diana's Message of Peace. And he said something along the lines of, don't worry, love, you'll get the publisher. He's got a thick Liverpudlian accent. It was unmistakably John. He said, we make great music over here, but there are no producers to get it out. And I didn't have many thoughts about connecting to John for a long time, but because he knows Diana and they party together and they're celebrities and they do good for others on the other side, John is big time involved in playing music with George. When George crossed over, it was like a big reunion and they call themselves the Half Beats. So Bob, one day in an email, he's another famous medium, we're working separately, and I had been getting lyrics from John Lennon, and not so much George, but later I connected to George. So I have a mind-blowing message from both of them that you'll really want to hear, so do stay tuned. But Bob said, well, there's something, Marcia, that John wants you to hear. And I thought, oh, boy, you know, because I'd been getting music in my head, but I'm not a musician and I can't record a thing. And John teases me all the time. He says, I know you're tone deaf, love, but you're a great channel. So anyway, I'm going into the story of how it evolved with Bob Murray and James Murray. They are in Canada. They're near Ottawa, and their web address is thestarsstillshine.com, where you can hear the music from other celebrities, as well as John and George, who call themselves the Half Beats. But now they've got David Bowie and other people playing at the club on the other side. So it's a mixture of people now. They're not really known as the Half Beats. But John's always very clever with his wording, and all his messages are really fun and reference all the old Beatles tunes, because he was primarily, you know, the bard. He's known as the Bard of England. I mean, he was a great poet, and they're still writing poetry music from the other side for world peace. So the Music for Peace project went on for about, 12 years or something, maybe less, but I finally completed the book and published it through my publisher, Dorothy Mercer. And that was just a really lucky find, and it hasn't had that much exposure because it's kind of located deep in the recesses of my old website, DianaSpeaksToTheWorld.com. But you can hear old interviews that were done, and I've appeared on many, many shows with John's music and been asked all sorts of weird questions about John and his life here and his afterlife. And, you know, people are skeptical when you channel someone famous, but yet I have to confirm that I got this package from Bob Murray, and it was a CD of about 12 songs. And the day that I received the CD, I was driving over to the post office box to check my orders for the Princess Diana book, which I did publish. And there was at the bottom of the junk pile a CD, and it said, "With Love from John." And I had just gotten out of the car and was listening to All My Loving from John, you know, and the Beatles. So when I hear a Beatles song, that also connects me to John or George's vibration. So I know everyone's experienced this. It's the mass consciousness wanting to say hello. So in a way, I'm not unique because everybody channels the Beatles. Everybody channels everybody if they just tune in and listen. So anyway, the CD was, the first song on the CD was called Peaceful Planet. And I began to play it on my CD when we had CDs back in the day. About, I guess it was 206 or something, 204, somewhere in there. And then I began miraculously to receive the words to Peaceful Planet. So, you know, that became my theme song. And later I began to do a full radio program with bbsradio.com back in its founding days of 204, 205. And I hosted it through 2018. So
that's great.
Anyway, it was the message.
We're going to definitely get those songs downloaded in the future to have our listeners hear what you're talking about.
Well, you know, I did try to send them to your producer, but maybe something went wrong. And I want to credit James Murray again because he is the creator of the music. And I didn't reach James in time. He may be on vacation. So I really don't own the copyright to the music he does. And that's why the music is kind of, you know, not really out there in the mass consciousness the way John and George would like it to be. But George, I feel like he was kind of an ascended master here on Earth when he did all that beautiful concerts for Bangladesh. And he later told me that he didn't awaken until he went to India. And then John is very much an ascended master, but he hates the thought of being called an ascended master. And he says, oh, please don't call me that, love, because they'll be putting me up on a bloody altar, you know, and worshiping in me. You won't hear, you know. He's so humorous. And he hasn't talked to me in a long time, but he wants me to go back out on radio. So here you go, you know. He's a ham for attention.
Well,
that's
I think it's interesting because a friend of mine that's actually in the kitchen and I were in an antique store and a song came on and I was about the flip. I was like, wait a minute, that is a song that, you know, has your name on it, because I was thinking, wait a minute, we're walking around a flea market and I'm hearing a song on the radio that, you know, symbolizes, I guess it was like that coming through or whatever. And I kind of went, okay, there's definitely signs there, you know, and you're saying that that happens with a song, you know, and different messages that we get. So that was fascinating.
Well, I mean, that's one way that people can connect to the Beatles in spirit, but there's two on Earth. And I respect them, and I follow them on Instagram, Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr. And Ringo just had a birthday, but I thought I might read the old birthday message from John from a long time ago. And I want to really focus on today's message and dating me, because I haven't spoken to him in a long time, quote-unquote spoke. But, you know, the music is all on James Murray's website. And if you go to bbsradio.com/peacefulplanet, it's all small, peacefulplanet/backslash, you can hear the old archives of the music and the wonderful interviews that I did with other channels and mediums from John Lennon, particularly Bob Murray, who was so gracious to provide all this wonderful music that we did. And James, his surviving son, Bob is now in heaven, but I collaborated with Bob on the most recent book that I did. So when people say, well, how do you know this is really John Lennon speaking? It's because I got anonymous messages from not only Bob Murray, but other mediums as well, saying relevant things to me from John, thanking me for my work, et cetera. So one day we almost channeled the very same identical message, and I got a newsletter. Yeah, he has the Peaceful, or no, not Peaceful Planet newsletter. That was my newsletter, but he had Star Still Shine newsletter, which I think is still available. And I got a message of anti-war. You know, John is very anti-war. So they were almost like matching. So some of Bob's messages are also featured in my book. And then I had the extraordinary, unbelievable meetup with the Pete Best Band at a Beatles Fest here in Benton, Illinois. Not many people know it, except if you're a real Beatles fan, that George came over to Benton, Illinois, Southern Illinois, 1 year before the Beatles got big, and he stayed at his sister Louise's house. And so I was attending a Beatles Fest. This Pete Best Band were doing old-time Beatles, you know, favorites. And I just happened to run into them at the hotel before the concert. And I happened to get channeled messages from every member because they still lived in Liverpool. I understood right away who they were because they were speaking in this heavy Liverpudlian accent. And I've got all that recorded in the book. I channeled a message for Pete Best, who's now on the spirit side. He didn't believe me at all, but the others did. And I connected to some of the others in the band that were really, really nice and receptive. And some of them accused me of trying to make any money. I never made any money on this project. It's been pretty much underground. But it was a great honor to meet the heritage of the Beatles, because they were still playing Cavern Club and all that, you know. And maybe that's, you know, that's not your generation, but a lot of people know what I'm talking about. And there's tons of Beatles fans all over the world right now today that are younger people like yourself, or younger, that are really, you know, unbelievably influenced by their influence. And John told me, and Diana told me, I think it was Diana's words, she said that the Beatles created the vibration of love that went all around the planet. And it was such an important contribution. So that's what she said about George when he passed. And then, you know, she previously knew John. But then they got together after he passed, and now they play with David Bowie and so on. So that's just a little bit of the background of my work with John. And I really love John, and he's not precious. Diane is very intense with her messages of peace, and Mary Magdalene, Mother Mary, all work with me too. And they're more intense on, you know, world peace and getting the message out. But John is convinced that somehow this music will still get out to the right people. But he says, I need a producer. So, you know, I probably do, but we've come across some roadblocks with copyright and things like that. So it's still in the etheric mode most of the time, except on James Murray's website. But in, mm-hmm. as a poetry that John has created through me is marvelous. It's never, it's nothing I could ever make up, and it's fabulous. So should I, like, choose the message for today, or what would you like to hear?
Why don't you choose a message for today? I love it that you're the world peace person. You know, you bring women's divinity and love into, you know, existence, and you're an ambassador for that. That's incredible. I like world peace, and I love that you're working with Mary Magdalene and Princess Diana and John Lennon and all those wonderful people.
Well, I haven't worked with John because the book's published, and when I'm out on air, does he want to, you know, play the music and have him work with me? And usually he wants to come in for special mediumship readings that I do for people that were originally connected to this John Lennon group, which George references. And so not only that, I found out something really interesting. I think I may have mentioned it at the top of the show. John and George had both of them had a past life with Jesus. So it shouldn't be surprising. But then I did a reading for this lady, and I come to find out they went to India on the Silk Road with Jesus. And I was like, I thought, no, I'm just making this up, because I know the Beatles went to India, you know, when they were in time in the 60s. No, it was sure enough true. So I'm going to go ahead with this message, and I just wanted to prepare for people for that idea. So I'm saying hello, John. We're going on air tomorrow, and I'm so glad you're back on the show. Have you anything to say about your work on the other side with George and David Bowie? And John says, long time no channeling, babe. We'd like you to connect a little more and up the volume. As you're so gentle, I can hardly hear your voice. We're out on the beach today enjoying the sun, and you might well take a hint to get into the beautiful summer weather and hit the beach. We are enjoying it. We send all my fans all my loving from the station and dimension where we perform live for the kids and have formed another band and added some musicians to the half beats, including David Bowie and some other big names that have recently crossed. We jam together and then we perform the kids. A lot of orphans cross over. We're still working with James, the great James Murray, and the great Bob Murray, who attends our concerts at the club where we perform. We love the fact that you're sharing my music today, and I will give my messages for various people connected to our old JL group and all my love and to the listeners that also channel me. We continue to make great music on this side, but we have very few people that can interpret the music and play it. We like Chris Moore's version of the Peaceful Planet mix, and we'd like to see you out more on radio all the time. Love, well, you got a great gift with the radio. We hope everyone on your side is doing well, and we send all our loving on to Amanda and all the folks listening to the show today. And we enjoy sending the sounds of the new earth that we channel into our music. George also sends his love and best regards to you, with love from me to you, John Lennon. And George, do you have anything to say? George says, we're glad you're well and good health, and we hope that you do get your retreats together. And don't forget to tap on the shoulder of Ascended Master Yogananda, one of my favorites in the Eastern tradition, as well as the rest of Western tradition. He says, it is true, we had a past life with Jesus, both John and I, and those of you that feel connected to Jesus, John, or George, should have a past life regression session with Marsha. We really enjoyed the one that was done for your friend, Shelley, quite some time ago, and there was a heavy amount of editing in the early church, and we're glad to see you working with Mary Magdalene on the Divine Feminine and bringing the truth out more about Jesus' trip to India and the masters there, as well with Diana on the world affairs. Princess Diana speaks truth to power, as she always had, and we respect her work for peace on this side, all wishing and hoping for a better world and a more peaceful planet, as our thoughts and prayers go out to the Ukraine and even the Russian people, with love from George of the Happies.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
I know. George he's an enlightened master, and so is John. They work together, and I know we didn't quite get the files up. There's a song that we can play at the end that is a Beatles tune, which is fine with me. But since we didn't get the songs up, I can read a few more sample messages from the book. And I can also, I want to mention a little bit more about what I'm doing in my groups and my retreats and everything like that. So
I was going to say, don't you have a Zoom coming up? You're going to do some kind of gathering for Mary Magdalene and maybe Princess Diana?
I just presented a Zoom, and they are also archived on the YouTube channel under Marcia McMahon, and you can go to, my YouTube channel, but also I recommend that you join the Circle of the Rose. It's a private Facebook group, and there I am going to, next Saturday, present a Zoom with Mary Magdalene, and this is going to be kind of a meditation and a little bit longer Zoom channeling, and she's going to send out her divine heart of love with the rose energy, which we're healing the world with the rose energy, and Mother Mary steps in as well usually. So that's a very sacred event, and it's her feast day, the 22nd, according to the Catholic calendar, but these messages are not geared toward any religion. There's universal consciousness religion. There's no real religion. It's just spirituality, but, the other book I've published is Mary Magdalene Speaks. So she'll be speaking that day, and I will be posting the information on the Zoom and how to get there on the Circle of the Rose group. And I may post it publicly, but I'm not sure that that's wise. But I probably will send out an email. So if you would like to be connected to Mary's loving vibration and receive the gifts of the Magdalene initiations, you can reach me at Marcia, MARCIADI 2002@yahoo.com. And you can sign up for either reading that way or for the free or donation-based Zoom. And then in September, I'm looking at a Divine Feminine retreat, possibly held in Southern Illinois or possibly held in New Harmony, Indiana. New Harmony is like a New Earth template. It's just beautiful. So those are my up-and-coming events, and I'd be glad to have new members come in and give us some new, fresh energy. And if you haven't connected to Mother Mary or Mary Magdalene before, it's powerful stuff too. But, I work with so many masters, and I'm so honored to work again with John. So I guess I will make a selection of readings. I was going to talk about Ringo's birthday because he's just had a birthday last week, I believe. And I sent Ringo a message on the Instagram. Don't know if he reads all of his messages. He's busy performing. He's in his 80s now, I think. I mean, he's amazing that he's putting out a concert like 5 days a week. But, he's like a mini god. And so is Paul McCartney, good health. I mean, it's amazing. He's living his purpose. So I really admire both Paul and Ringo. So would you like to hear John Speaks on Ringo's 68th birthday?
Sure.
Okay. So, Marcia, saying hello to you, John. John, yeah, babe, long time no channeling. I hope things are going well. I know there's a lot of change coming your way these days. Yeah, an interview with Barry and then with the radio show tomorrow. I was wondering, John, what you thought about Ringo Starr's celebration on Larry King and Yoko's appearance on TV. And John says, oh, yeah, we're really glad to see Ringo turn another year around the sun. We're also very proud of Ringo's accomplishments, as you know. As well, it was always great seeing Yoko live on TV in her white. It has become somewhat of a trademark for both of us. I am for the revival of peace and love. And as you know, we all stood up for that back then. And now at this time on the planet, we're seeing masses of people stand up and do something for peace and love. I think he was talking about the Iraq War in that particular case. Yeah, it was a great interview with Ringo, and he looks wonderful. Wouldn't you be about 64, John? It makes me think of the song When I'm 64. It was a great tune. But I, for one, among many, I'm sorry you didn't get there. Yeah, John, it's all history. I want my fans to know that I'm still doing great music with Bob Murray from the other side, and your lyrics with the music will be available through your show, The Peaceful Planet. We are creating more lyrics and music than we do have time. And we do see the book out soon. I know you're held up by things in the moment. So just keep a smile on your face and don't let anything get you down. We wish you all the best and want to thank Barry for his interest in our great music. Ciao for now. Love you, John. So that was just a birthday message to Ringo. And I have other messages that I can read, or if you, you know, have any other comments or questions personally, Amanda?
Well, I'm loving the messages that you're giving. They are just wonderful. And we have some people with hands raised. It looks like we've got some callers. When you're ready to do that, whatever you want to do.
But I'd like to read a couple more messages. And then I'd like some lyrics of John's, because there's one of my favorites called The Radical Dolphin. And this was set to music on my radio program, The Peaceful Planet. And it's credited to, the inspiration is credited to Bob Murray and James Murray. And this is called Radical Dolphin. And John's really into the dolphins. And he's really into the most far out things. He's so aware. He's just a light worker on the other side, as he was on this side as well. Radical dolphins swim in the seas, know something's up with earth, sees and feels it true, swimming along in deep blue, shimmering waters, covering the earth, seeing something, feeling something new is about to be born. Swimming along, feeling it's true, singing its song, making harmony with the seas, gliding through oceans and reefs, the radical dolphin knows something's up with earth. Something's coming to earth. Swim in the seas, knowing the breeze, knowing the tides and the peaceful blue. Water tells us something's different here. A whole new way, a whole new day. Sunshine in the sea, waves and vibrations of the deep. Radical dolphin carries the codes deep within the seas, churning underground, knowing it's true, knowing it's blue, a new earth is being born. Radical dolphin speaks to man. When will the wars all end? The poisons of the sea. When will it end? What price to pay for oceans clean? The radical dolphin swims in pollution and waste. When will the human race awaken to ascension? When will it be safe for habitation for man and beast? The dolphins proclaim peace throughout the ocean waves, and ask for no more sonar waves from war machines, but ask for peace. All is one and all is well, here in the little sea as she swims, in fun and laughter days, asking for peace and letting it be. We ask for peace for the radical dolphin. Let the sun shine down on the dolphins. No more wars, no harms to ocean bright. Let the new earth be born. Radical dolphin knows it so. So can you do your part to help the planet? Save the whales and dolphins. Radical dolphin knows it's true. Deep down inside where we hide from the tops of the waves. Fun in the deep, we keep promises to the dolphin. Radical dolphin knows it's true. Deep in the deep blue, something new being born. Radical dolphin smiles up at you, deep from the blue of oceans. Now, if you think I can write poetry like that, think again. You know?
That is really pretty.
Isn't it beautiful?
It's really well done.
And he was talking about the beach today, too, you know, so he's really into brilliant stuff. And I'm going to read maybe, I thought I'd read another message, a great message from John on the ET presence, because I know in his life he believed in the ETs. And apparently a while ago, NASA sent some of the Beatles lyrics out to the North Star called Polaris. And so John comments on that in the book, and he says, I'm saying, hey, John, I've been thinking of you with all the news and the press about the song Across the Universe being projected to the star system Polaris. John, oh, yeah, it's really a big deal for NASA. Too bad they will not talk about the work they're all doing with the extraterrestrial life on other planets in our solar system. I am pleased that not only I, but Paul, have gone global and across the universe. Those were my words, Marcia, my dear. I would ask your listeners and guests to hear the great tunes of Bob Murray at doing your work and play some of the great music today. Remarkable Nebulae would be a great one to feature and read your lyrics. Of course, the other version is called Remarkable Diana in honor of the late Diana. We of the half-beats, George and John, are pleased to see what's being done to save the planet for unity consciousness, and we ask for peace. We all ask to give peace a chance and to give our great music from the other side a chance that it deserves, so that people everywhere can turn on to peace as they did when I was on the earth plane. This is John Lennon here saying hello to all our fans out there across the universe. Love you. Ciao, John. So NASA launched a space beam to Polaris, the brightest star in our galaxy, and sent the lyrics across the universe. And the subtitle of my book is Messages from Across the Universe, and the title is Notes from John. So it all kind of flows together, and I'm just letting spirit, you know, kind of choose where they want to go next. And I can read some more messages. I can take some calls about my work, or some mini readings if the callers want to say their name and ask one brief question, or if they want to ask about John, that's fine too. So you
okay. We have a couple of callers. So you want to take those callers, or do you have any more messages you want to bring
well,
out?
Well, I have. But I think we'll take a few calls and then come back to one last message, perhaps.
Okay. We've got area code 740. You're on the line with Amanda and Marcia. How are you?
Hello, ladies. Hello, Marcia. Great to hear you.
Oh.
Excited about
nice
the adventures ahead. This is William. Sorry, I'm doing my best to be quiet with my art supplies.
Oh, you wanted to inquire about...
It's an art kind of day today, huh, William?
I'm sorry?
William, I said it's an art kind of day, William.
Yes. Go ahead, Marcia.
Sorry, William. I missed the question. Was something about art supplies?
No, I'm just in the process of starting to get back into my portrait of Jesus and hopefully Mary Magdalene next after that one, or trying to juggle the multitude of
your painting
pieces that I want to create. But just enjoying presentation today. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you very much, William. I really love your art, and it is museum-quality work. It's very, very, very excellent, and I'm sure whatever you do with Jesus or Mary Magdalene will be of great interest to others as well as myself. And no worries or fears, no holding back. Just be in the, I'm hearing be in the moment of joy. And, you know, the creative process consumes you. So when you are in the flow of the creative process, there's no other thing like it for you. And so...
True.
Encourage you also, they're saying, John is saying to go to James's website and tune in to the music of The Stars Still Shine. So got a lot of star energy here. I call Amanda star for short. We're talking about the star of Polaris. And John is a great star. Now, I've painted both of those people, and I've got a portrait of George that's titled George Among the Stars, and I've got another portrait of John, and it's called John Across the Universe, and he's wearing kind of an Elvis jacket. That's the cover of my book. So I may get around to posting the cover on Amanda's link to the Facebook site, but I appreciate any comments or, you know, other questions you might have, William?
No, I'm just excited about the possibilities and connecting more. And I know we all have our busy schedules that we're doing our best to keep all those balls or keep the balls in the air, keep it going and having fun.
It is a bit of a juggling act for me this summer. It's been a very busy summer. And John says I need to slow down and go to the pool. So that's on my agenda for one of these days. I do enjoy swimming. And the radical dolphin made me think of how much I do enjoy the ocean. I'd really like to get there, too. But I don't know, with the heat wave and everything, the ocean's a far piece from Illinois. And Lake Michigan, that's even hot right now. Everything's kind of in a heat wave. So I'm just kind of waiting for things to go off before I do some traveling. But, no, I do see you, William, exceedingly successful. I'm getting the place. Is Columbus. You need to expose Columbus to your work, not the local galleries, because the top galleries, I think, are going to be very interested in you. And maybe even, I don't know if you've ever thought about teaching part-time or community college or anything like that, but...
I enjoy doing working with young individuals very much, keeping them inspired with artistic endeavors.
I see teaching as a means of a living for you, a little extra income and
side income. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think your art will be, you know, I'm hearing manager. You need to manifest a manager for your art too, somebody that can help you really promote. Because I know you're very shy and very meek about that work, but it's really phenomenal. So I really,
if I may, I do have one in already that's working with me. Is that the one that they're speaking of, or is it
that
just
I'm getting a nod.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And
okay.
I know you were Mother Mary, and I saw what you sent on Facebook. Oh my God, that
thank you.
3D printer with the Mother Mary that you sent me.
That was my partner's just latest find of utilizing a 3D printer that I was like, he asked me if I would hand paint that image, and I was like, well, of course, you know. So.
So is it made out of cardboard or paper, or what is that made out of?
No, it's a resin sort of plastic. I'm not quite sure. All I know is that I was working with some of the flaws when it was printed and restoring its image, you know, the beauty.
Wow. That was a pietà. That was really beautiful. And I saw it in your garden, too. I was like, wow, that is, you guys have a phenomenal aesthetic. I may want to order one from you sometime soon.
Okay. they're all hand painted and everything. I'm being guided with the portrait of Jesus,
William, your art's going to an art gallery.
It's going up there, you know. So keep going is what I say, you know. And you know, let's
thank
go.
You.
Thank you for calling. In, William.
Yeah, thanks
not
for calling.
Blocks, but,
thank you. All right. Marcia, thank you for your messages there. That was really cool.
Well, I was just tuning in.
You're
going to
be touring all over the world next thing you know, and I'm going to be hearing about Marcia, the famous writer. But anyway, we'll take our next caller. 509, you're on the line with Amanda and Marcia. How are you?
It would be fun. I love world travel. I'm interested in making some trips back to Europe. Right now, I'm interested in presenting some Divine Feminine retreats and grounding the Divine Feminine New Earth energy somewhere where everyone can meet. I'm in a little town out of Springfield, Illinois, south of there, and we've given retreats at Belleville. And I'm thinking about New Harmony. It's an idyllic little, utopian, historically utopian community, but I'm also interested in some world travel. So I would love it. I mean, I have appeared in a lot of radio shows and a couple TV shows in my past.
Nice.
And I'm open to appearing on your show anytime. But I wanted to also compliment the other guest that you had today, too. She was very interesting.
She is very interesting. I really just kind of saw her online, and she offered to call me for a reading, and she had me on her radio show as a client. So I thought, well, I'll offer it to her, and she said she could only come on the first half. So I thought, well, let's bring Marcia on the next half of the show.
Well, that was really kind of you to include me back on. And I know it won't be the last time because John sort of hinted in his message that he wants me to work with
I think he was hinting when we were walking around the flea market because a good friend of mine's friend and I were just in the flea market and there his song came on and I'm going, wait a minute, I'm supposed to have her as a guest. And here you are.
Yeah, and, you know, that is how most people, psychics, get connected first with John or George. And there aren't a lot of mediums that are authentically channeling them. Let me put it that way. I know that I've worked with him for over, well, almost 20 years now. And it's been confirmed through other of his channels. And the thing is, it's a great honor. And sometimes I got to laugh and pinch myself and say, okay, really, I'm really channeling the Beatles, really?
well you know, I'm sure you didn't have any classes as a medium or a channeler. I did not because my grandmother came to me at a really young age. And so I've been talking to everybody on the other, well, you know, everybody on the other side of it.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing about all of that is that, I was connected to my grandmother in the 80s and I could hear her voice and she was warning me about some accident that was going to happen with the car. It wasn't a terrible thing at all. It was a big nothing, but she said everything will be okay. And I was sure it was her. And then Princess stepped in 2001 with her request that I be her scribe for peace for my part of the world. And yeah, I would have thought it would have gone a little farther than it has, but I've never really worked with an agent. And, you know, you have to work at selling books 24/7 or, you know, mediumship or whatever you're doing, be out there, you know, 24/7. Had a lot of health setbacks and nearly died once. Didn't have any death experience, but I've been given another chance at my work.
We both got another chance. That's great, Marcia, that you got another chance to live, and I'm actually not dead yet.
Yeah, so as long as I live, I'll be doing this channeling work, and I do also want to mention that I channeled Master Yogananda, and I work with the Eastern goddess masters, and I work with other goddess divine masters. I channeled
You're just
Athena.
The goddess energy channel, uh-huh.
Yes, I am.
That's great.
But I think the Beatles also, with wearing their hair longer, kind of echoed back to the time of Jesus, and Jesus was actually very equal in his treatment of women, and particularly his wife, Mary Magdalene. And so he also wanted children to be treated with equality. So he wanted respect for everyone. That's what he was teaching back then. And that's what I was told by Mary Magdalene. But Mary Magdalene was a very advanced teacher. And she worked with a lot of male disciples, and they had her respect. And I'm not sure what the name of either George was or John was in that lifetime, but I did a reading for a couple ladies in my JL group. We used to call it a JL, John Lennon group. And the reading was fascinating, that Jesus had traveled in his youth on the Silk Road all the way to India. And he had met, according to George, he met them both, and they played music together on the Silk Road on their long, long sojourn. The Silk Road is the trade route that went from, like, Palestine, Israel, all the way through Persia and northern India and Tibet. So Jesus worked with the Tibetan masters, and he also went to southern India. And so there's this whole thing of untold story of Jesus' life. And the fact that the Beatles were promoting peace and love, it's very much the same kind of message. And then they were in the Eastern religions and so on. So it's a real honor to have worked with John Lennon and George Harrison. And I still, I'm still excited to see if I'm going to be working with them in the future again. I kind of feel like John's indicating there will be more chances. And I have
I think you will be.
John's 25th anniversary message to his fans. And this was channeled in December 8th, a long time ago, 2006. And it was accompanied by a picture that was loaned to me by a lady, Sherry, and she's a Beatles fan. And it was the Imagine in Central Park that was erected as a memorial to John Lennon. And a lot of the fans still gather there. But he particularly sends this love and message out to his fans. So hear this now. Hey, yeah, it's me, John. I'm showing you how I look now. No scarf here. My hair is shorter, and I'm clean shaven. I do look every bit myself, but in spirit, not in form. We're quite excited to be on your show, Marcia, and don't worry too much about copyright. It's all for world peace, and if you do hear from her, she's going to love you. We wish to say thanks to all my fans for all the good times, and we want to ask people to open the hearts to Bob Murray's music and to say that it's really mine through Bob. And say that your lyrics are into you. Your lyrics were good, but not complete. Hope to do more to rock and roll the Beatles once again. Imagine peace, imagine love. Soon your world will get this message, and we'll be all on our way to ascension. Child John. So he's very much aware of the ascension movement on the planet, too.
He is aware of ascension movement. That's impressive.
And then I have another message on John on the Crystal Children, and I'll read that, and then maybe we'll have time for one more caller.
Yeah, we have a couple with their hands up, so we can try to get as many in as possible.
That's fine. I'll take a call then. And if they would like to hear from John or from a particular master, they can ask that, but probably I'll just connect to share it in a general way, but just give me your name and your
okay, 509. Hello, you're on the air. Going once, 509.
Yes. Good morning, ladies. My name is Erica, and I'm calling from Washington State.
Hi, Erica. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm great. How can I help you, dear?
Well, I was resonating with one of the earlier callers when she was talking about employment. I'm kind of in the same hole, but I also have the mentality of, like, I'm looking for something awesome, aligned with myself, but I'm not desperate. I'm just like, you know, but I do know that I need to put, you know, resumes out there and do my part, you know, so that a job can come through. But I kind of wanted to know what you see coming, or in what avenue you feel is best for me, and like in what industry or.
Yeah, and sure. Can you give me an idea of what you're looking for and what you like to do and what ideally it would be, what field you are in, or do you have any training, or you just, you know, give me an idea? Because I'm seeing let you answer.
I really like the idea of like social work and just helping people. I feel like that would be awesome. But I feel like it's more important for me to work with people who love what they do, who are honest, who are respectful. I feel like that's what's more important, that they are, you know, that I think that they really care. I think is what I really would like. Just the right team, if I work in a team. But I was thinking about CPS. I went to go talk to them on Friday, and nobody would talk to me. So I ended up talking to some random lady at a different department. It's the traveling department that oversees CPS. So it was actually really cool that I got to meet her. And so, I don't know, she gave me names like, hey, you should job shadow and things like that. But I don't know. I applied for a program. They said that they might be able to help me pay for a master's, or at least half of a master's degree. So I'm kind of, I don't know, I'm just kind of trying
and
to see
what
really.
I'm not really familiar. What does CPS stand for?
Oh, Child Protective Services. I thought that would be so awesome.
Oh.
But
Yeah. And that type of work, I worked in art therapy and social work, and it was in the ghetto of Cleveland, and it was with psychiatric patients. It was really challenging and really a burnout job. But I wasn't a social worker professionally. I was an art teacher and art historian, and I couldn't find a job in the 80s, so I took this job, and it was art therapy, which I had some. And I will say that that is a heavy caseload, but if they are willing to help you get the master's, I think that is a very logical choice, just from pure practicality. And I was seeing you in an office with people. So I know you're a people person. I know you're kind. And I know the kindness with social services and adopted children and orphan children and placing people and children in the right homes are so important. And that would be a real gift to get in the door there, get your master's degree. And then I don't see you staying with that forever. I see you kind of creating what you want to do after you have some experience, you know, with that. But I do see that as a real, I'm hearing open door, and I'm seeing a shaft of light around you, so the angels are with you in this job search, and I'm hearing about 3 months and you'll have the job that you're wanting. And I'm also being hearing some cautionary that try not to get burned out, because they give huge caseloads to people, and make sure you set personal time on the weekends and don't take your job home with you, because that's what I did. It was kind of freaky, you know. So you can really work in serving others and forget that you need to kind of cut the karmic cords, if you will, in the evenings and the weekends and your time off. But I know that you have a gift with people and that you have love and service in your heart. So I'm going to say that the angels are with you in this, and be picky. Don't take the first thing that comes along, they're saying. So God bless you in your search.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
That totally resonates. I was off, almost had a job, and I was like, you know what? This is not what I don't I deserve better. And I just pretty much, you know, didn't really move forward with that one. But, you know, I feel like you come in thinking it's one way, and then during the interview process when they tell you about themselves, it's like, oh, shoot, I read the reviews online and I'm going to get out of here. So, speaking about CPS, though, I didn't think that it would work out for me because I felt like they wouldn't even give me the time to talk to me at all, just to be like answer questions. So I'm like, forget this. Maybe. And then when I found that lady, I was like, oh, this is so perfect because, you know, they oversee CPS in terms of they work with the money. So anything has to deal with money, they oversee that. So I was like, oh, maybe this is a better fit, you know. So,
well, it's me. You know the old saying that there's no coincidences. So I would be back in contact with that lady, and I would also do a journal and write out your deepest goals and your, you know, your highest vision of yourself, and let your mind just go free. And imagine, you know, like Amanda was saying, oh, I see you out with your books and traveling the world. Well, that's my highest vision, okay? Get your highest vision and get a dream board, you know, cut out pictures of magazines. And I do hypnosis, too, and I also do soul counseling for career counseling in extended sessions, so you may want to get in touch with me for that. But creating a treasure map or a dream board is the best way to tell your mind what you want to manifest, because you put the pictures out, the mind just takes the hint, and it happens like 1, 2, 3, because we create with thought, word, and deed. So it's first the thought, then the word or the picture, and then the deed. And the subconscious mind will do it all the work for you if you just relax and appreciate. I'd be happy to work with you more. I guess you have a cop car in the background.
It was an ambulance. Sorry.
No problem. If you're not responsible for that, but I think that satisfies the question.
Yes. Thank you so much. And I really do. Now that you said that, I had an idea of like, oh my God, it'd be so awesome to visit Colombia. And I recently met a man at work, an older gentleman. He was super, super fun. Like, we immediately clicked in the sense of politics. We both like politics. And he was so respectful. And he's like, you know, whenever you want to go to Colombia, he's from Colombia, actually. He's Colombian. He's like, whenever you want to go, I'll let my son know and I'll arrange everything. Like, he can be your guide. And I was like, oh, my God. Now that you said that, like, oh, maybe I've always had an interest in, like, wanting to go. And somehow it, like, here's the opportunity, you know? I won't take it, but
definitely.
Like you said,
definitely.
You think about and something and opportunities come.
That's a wonderful way to put it, because I'm glad I mentioned that, because, you know, your dreams can all come true if you put out there that's right, or you know, this is, I'd like to try that, and just putting the word out is going to lead you to, you know, your dream of going down to see Colombia. So that's probably a good possibility that you'll be able to do that. But you might need to save up some money before you go. You know.
Yep. Totally right.
Yeah. So great talking with you. Good luck in your career.
Yeah. Remember thank you for calling.
Soul readings, and it's Marcia, MARCIADI 2002 at Yahoo, if you want to get more clarification. But I think you're well on your way.
Yeah, she is, and she needs to look for the Circle of the Rose on Facebook.
Oh, that's right. Circle of the Rose, Divine Feminine Messages, where we host a month Zoom, and we're doing two Zooms this month, and an interview with John, which we'll likely post down in that circle too. So
awesome.
You know.
We have another caller. We have area code 212. You're on the air with Amanda and Marcia. How are you?
Hi, how are you? Love the show. And I just want to say I'm looking forward to purchasing the book.
Oh, thank you.
Did you have any other questions?
Yeah. Yes, ahead. I do. I have a question. Well, my name is Doctor now. I'm a doctor. And I would like for you possibly, Marcia, if you can reach out to your spirit guides, your guardian angels, can we possibly do a prayer? Is that possible? Can I put a prayer request in?
Absolutely. And I will pray out loud for you right now. And I have met you before, have I not, Eric?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. I meant to call you back. But, yes, I will put a prayer together and all of the guides and masters that are around you. By the way, John Lennon is one of your spirit guides. I confirm that. And
wow.
So he is working with you on abundance. And let's put out a prayer for healing.
Well, I have a specific request for the prayer, if that's okay.
Oh, okay. That's fine. What is it, Eric?
Well, my name's Dr. Now, not... Maybe you confused me with someone else.
Oh, you're Dr. who?
Dr. Now.
Oh, Dr. Now. Excuse me. I'm sorry. And,
so,
okay.
Yeah, so in my line of profession, I don't know if, are you familiar with what's going on right now, you ladies, with this Ozempic, that many women are taking this for weight loss?
Not. I do weight loss.
That's
the thing. You know, you're supposed to lose weight the right way. You know,
yeah.
like you've heard of gastric bypass, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and that's very helpful. And a lot of women, unfortunately, right now are using this diabetic drug called Ozempic to lose weight. It's very dangerous.
I've heard about that. In fact, I think a lot of diabetics are using that too, and it sounds like it's got a lot of side effects, doesn't it?
Now that I think about it, it's an injection that they take for insulin or diabetes or lowering the blood sugar or something. Yeah, I do recall seeing an advertisement for that.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what it is. And it's very, very dangerous, and we're now starting to see the side effects of this, and that's what scares me. It's extremely dangerous, and I'm worried about women, and I'm worried about the younger women who are coming up and eventually will give birth to new beautiful souls that, you know, that God has placed in these precious women's wombs. I'm concerned for all of this. So
you'd like prayer together for the divine feminine to protect them? Okay, thank you.
And
thank
the
you,
thing yeah. is, the yeah, my pleasure. And the thing is that can we now, I'll close my eyes, and if we can somehow spiritually hold hands and have the world listen to this, can you put a prayer out now that if anybody, because I think it's important to have the proper impact, if anybody out there takes, is the show still on?
Yes, it's still recording, but the timer has gone off. But I'm going to finish taking some callers, so it will record.
Oh, so I can listen to it in the playback?
Absolutely.
Oh, good, because I want to, it's important to get the word out. I just didn't hear anything. All right, so can we pray, please, and we need to get the message across that this Ozempic has got to stop. These women, these beautiful, wonderful women, we're all God's creatures, and God is placing souls into these beautiful women, and I'm so grateful for that. But we need to have an impact, something to impact it. So can you start the prayer off, please?
Absolutely. So, dear Mother Mary, full of grace, and Mary Magdalene, and all that work with the Divine Feminine, Princess Diana is here as well. Can we send out prayers for fewer women to be using the dangerous drug Ozempic, and in particular the awareness of the side effects for all the people that are using it, men and women alike, those diabetics listening in the audience? This doctor is working for the light, and I have seen the side effects listed, these Ozempic injections, and I have a relative who uses it, and I have a friend that also uses it. So let's hold hands together spiritually and send out the message that you don't need to suffer with diabetes if you change your diet. I had it years and years ago, and I was only 20, and I went vegetarian, and it cleared up. So you can, you know, you can deal with this challenge another way, and so it is, and so we thank you, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Princess Diana, and thank you for calling in and making us aware of this situation. We thank all our listeners, and please spread the word. And thank you again, caller.
Yes, thank you so very much. And I really want to get the point out that how dangerous this is. And can we add an additional request to God and Mary and Princess Diana that if any woman should take this, their head should explode, or they should get very bad bowel movements, bad diarrhea.
Okay. Well, thank you for the warning and the consideration for women.
Yeah, thank you. You know, I actually reversed diabetes, too, through being in the hospital, and I had miracle workers come and save my life, basically. I'm lucky.
But can you pray for bad diarrhea if they take the shot? This, I'm trying to deter them. Can we pray that they get very bad diarrhea?
I don't want to put that on anyone, but I know that it is probably one of the side effects, so we'll just put that out as a warning and leave it to God, Goddess, to take care of everyone that's vulnerable to this particular medication. So always read the side effects, folks, and thank you so much for calling in, Doctor.
Yeah, thank you for calling. Blessings. Our next caller is a Skype caller. It looks like a 111. You're on with Amanda and Marcia. How are you?
Hey, how you doing? Love the show. You guys are great. Thank you so much.
Well,
thank you.
Are you familiar with Chris Christie?
Yes.
All right. Can we pray that Chris Christie eats so much that he explodes? Because he's an animal. He's a big.
All right. Sorry about that, caller. We're going to go to area code 612. You're on the line with Amanda and Marcia. I apologize for the bad caller there. 612, you're on the air.
Oh, this is Kathy. Marcia, I wonder,
hi, Kathy.
Do you guys have a message for me today?
Oh,
just
hi,
from the guys.
Kathy. I hear your voice.
Hi.
So
I'm driving, so it's hard to hear me.
Okay, so let's see. The message from Mother Mary is light a candle, look at the image, and ask her for your protection in all that you're going through. And to also remember, read the raw material, R-A material, and that is a connection to spirit through Carla Ruger. So blessings to you, Kathy. Great to hear your voice. And
thank
we
you.
Are
love you guys. Thank
blessings
you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
Blessings.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, our last caller is 415-758. You're on with Amanda and Marcia. How are you?
Hey, good. This is Jessica. Just wondering what guidance I could have as far as I'm renting a room in a house for a month. I've only been here for a week. And the lady that lives here, who's been here for a while, she's renting too, is kind of a bully. She's a spiritual bully. She thinks she's very spiritual, yet she's bullying me. And I'm wondering how I can clear this energy besides doing the Ho'oponopono, because I am doing that. Because this is a pattern. I get into situations. I don't know if I'm like too nice or too open at first. And then this has happened different places. So I would like to close out this cycle, and any support you can give with that would be appreciated.
Sure. For now, since you're there, I'm seeing a blue light around you. That is Mother Mary and Archangel Michael. they're saying call upon us daily. The woman thinks that she's very enlightened. She's got some negative attachments, I'm feeling, I'm hearing. Just try your best to remain calm and stable. And they're saying it's time to look around again, unless things resolve, okay? Because she's got some spirit attachments that she's not aware of that are kind of attaching to you. So we don't want that. And clearing the energy field every night with either Reiki or prayer will do a lot. Having some pictures of Mother Mary or Archangel Michael in the room would help a lot, too. So I hope that helps you, Jessica, and we will send out prayers for a new place for you real soon. So
thank you. I haven't been responding back to her because I don't want to get into a fight because I know that doesn't go anywhere. And I do know that she has entities attached to her too. So you confirm that. But I also don't want to be a doormat and just do what she wants me to do. Like she sort of has an issue every single day with something. So what is like the fine line in the middle of like, not just, you know, doing everything that she says and kind of, I don't want to be swallowing, I mean, it's a bad word, but I don't want to, I feel torn, you know, I want to speak up, but I necessarily don't want to speak up because I don't want to engage with her. I try to just avoid her around the house. So what is the proper voice thing that I'm supposed to be saying?
You know, set your schedule, be firm with her so she doesn't say, well, you know, you have to do thus, 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 and thus before you leave the house or whatever. If you have a job or you have occupational things that you're doing or whatever, going shopping, set firm boundaries and say, make a list and I will help you with this, that, or the other, but I have to have my own free time as well, and I'm occupied with this, this, and this, and just set firm boundaries until you can find another place because it sounds really like she's got anger issues of some sort or control issues, one of the two.
Yeah, control. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, yeah, thank you. Blessing.
I think Mother Mary is going to find you another place to live, so all good.
Yeah, I think she is too. So, Marcia, do you have any messages you want to put out there? Any announcements?
Just the final announcement is that we want to encourage our listeners to contact me at Marcia, M-A-R-C-I-A, D-I, as in Diana, little d, D-I, 2002, at yahoo.com if you would like to reach me on the Magdalene message coming up, the conference coming up on Saturday at noon central, and please visit my website at Diana Speaks to the World, Mary Magdalene's Message, Enlightened Hypnosis, and Divine Connections with Reiki. And I'm also on Facebook at Marcia McMahon, that's spelled M-A-R-C-I-A, McMahon, M-C-M-A-H-O-N. And the title of the book is Notes from John, Messages from Across the Universe. So thank you all listeners and callers today for your good listening and attention, and I'm glad to do private readings, and I'm glad to appear again once again with you, Amanda, anytime you need me. So
yeah, we will try to get that music downloaded. I will talk to her. I mean, I guess it just didn't show up, and then I thought, oh, it's on here, and then it wasn't. So it's all right. But are there any other messages you want to share or anything else you want to share before?
We've run over an hour and 15 minutes now, so I think we're more than good, and we've covered every question, and you did a great job. Thank you so much for having me on your show again, Amanda, and your enthusiasm. You're such a doll. Thank you very much, dear.
Well, thank you. I'm honored to have you on. It's a privilege, and our future is looking really bright, so I'm excited.
Bless your heart, and have a blessed day, everybody and all our listeners. Thank you so much. Bye for now.
All right. Blessings. Bye for now.
Thanks, dear.
I was walking home from school on a cold winter day. Took a shortcut through the woods, and I lost my way. It was getting late, and I was scared and alone. Then a kind old man took my hand and led me home. Mama couldn't see him, but he was standing there. But I knew in my heart he was the answer to my prayer. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, and guide us with the light of love. When life held troubled times and had me down on my knees, there's always been someone to come along and comfort me. A kind word from a stranger, lend a helping hand, a phone call from a friend, just to say I understand. Now ain't it kind of funny, at the dark end of the road, someone lights the way with just a single ray of hope. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hour to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, and guide us with the light of love. They wear so many faces, show up in the strangest place, grace us with their mercy in our time of need. Whoa, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love, to guide us with the light of love.